Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2311.
Mm-hmm.
3701.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
0052-5207.
I think the second set of four I missed, so I got 2311.
3701-0052-5207.
Okay, cool. I think I got it. Give me just a second. Is this Ultimate Hair 4 Studio?
Yes.
Okay, great. And to whom am I speaking?
This is Patricia Yost.
Patricia, okay, great. What's the best time to reach out in case we get disconnected?
I'll give you my cell phone, 412.
Mm-hmm.
596-1099.
Mm-hmm. 1099. Okay, just a moment. Okay, let me just confirm some information, make sure everything I have is up to date, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Are you currently at 3284 Babcock, Babcock Boulevard, Pittsburgh?
Yes.
15237, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And do you prefer Patty or Patricia?
Patty.
Patty, okay, Patty. And then I have an email, I'm sorry, I have a website, ultimatehair4studio.com. Is that up to date?
I'm actually having my website redesigned as we speak. It should probably be up in another week, no more than 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. What about an email address for you? What's the best email to reach you at?
UltimateHairForStudio@yahoo.com.
UltimateHairForStudio@yahoo.com. Okay. And Patty, are you the 100% owner of the business?
50%. My husband's the other.
Oh, cool.
50%.
Okay. Okay, awesome. What's your husband's name?
Matt.
Okay.
Yost.
Okay, cool. And how long have you guys been in business?
13 years.
13 years. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Is it, are you guys incorporated like S Corp or C Corp or something, or just a partnership?
We're S Corp.
S-Corp.
My bad.
S-Corp. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Well, I was looking to get some money. I need it for some... I do want to get a new sign made. I have a man that also is looking to asphalt for me, and I needed... parking lot asphalted. I needed some new equipment in my salon, and I wanted to have some for some taxes.
Okay, cool. So make sure you take advantage of Section 179 before the year's over.
What is Section 179?
It allows you to deduct the equipment on your taxes, so I'm assuming that's
okay. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so you said you're having a sign made, right?
I would like to have a sign made, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have a company that you're working with that already, or?
I did get a price off of one man.
Given it, okay. What was the pricing for that they quoted you?
$3,000.
Around $3,000. Okay. Do you have an old sign you're replacing, or is this like something totally new to you guys?
Yeah, no, we have a sign on our building, but I wanted to put one out in our parking lot.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, cool. So that's for the parking lot. And then you said you needed to have some of the asphalt kind of redone?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have an idea of how much that's going to run you?
Yeah. The man just gave me a price of $6,000.
$6,000. Okay. So we got $3,000 for the sign, $6,000 for the parking lot. And then you mentioned something else, some equipment or something?
Yeah, I needed some chairs. I needed flooring, new flooring. So probably looking about $4,000 more.
About $4,000 more, okay. Okay, cool. So chairs, flooring, so you're pretty much renovating in and out right now, right? Kind of sounds like?
Yeah.
Awesome.
The whole big list.
What kind of sparked that interest? Is this building just really old and you've just been kind of...
No, it's not old. My husband actually gutted the building when we bought it 13 years ago and redid the whole thing. It's beautiful. But my equipment, my chairs are getting pretty beat. Mm-hmm. I want new chairs. And my parking lot is, we did not get it asphalted.
Okay.
And we definitely need it asphalted.
Okay, cool.
And we made a decent sign, but I want a real nice sign now.
Okay, cool. So you have chairs right now. They're just getting old. You just want to replace them, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you got that building originally, how did you pay for the chairs? Did you finance them or did you just pay outright in cash or how do you?
We paid outright.
Okay.
Cool. I don't want to finance. I just want to get my stuff because there's so much online now that you can get, you know, good deals.
Yeah. So do you already have a vendor that you're working with for those chairs? Like, do you have...
Not yet.
Okay, so you don't have anything, like, picked out as of right now, right?
No.
Okay, cool. Just asking because we might be able to get the chairs on an equipment financing program, which a lot of times will be a little bit cheaper. I'm just kind of... keep that option open. Okay, so $3,000 for the parking lot, $6,000 for asphalt, and then roughly $4,000 for the chairs and the flooring?
Yeah.
Okay. When were you looking to get the funds in place by?
Pretty much ASAP. I want to get my asphalt done before the winter weather comes. He says he asphalts till the end of October here, the guy.
Okay, cool. Have you gone to your bank for financing? Did you get any, like, feedback from them, or?
No, I didn't go there.
Okay.
I do not have good credit.
Okay, cool. That's no problem.
Now, I have done cash advances.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually just going to be finishing up on one right now. And they did give me a proposal.
Okay, so you didn't have an offer. You're just kind of shopping around? I'm sorry to hear you. They already gave you an offer. You're just kind of shopping around, see if you can get something better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the company called, the lending company?
Princess Capital.
Princess Capital?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's your balance with them right now? Do you know?
I do believe it's about maybe
$2,200. $2,200, okay.
$2,400, somewhere right there. It'll be paid off November 7th.
November 7th, that's your last one. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said your credit's not very good. Do you have an idea on the actual score, like the number?
Yeah, I think the last I checked, I was like 570.
570, okay. And then what about your husband? Any idea about his?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. We can work with that. The cool thing with these programs is there's a lot less weight put on your credit score. A lot of it is just based on the cash flow of your business. So as long as you can support the loan, we don't care if you don't have perfect credit. Because, I mean, the fact is a lot of business owners don't have great credit because you're constantly having to, you know, borrow and do different things for your business.
Yep.
What were your guys' sales like last year for your gross revenue?
Our gross revenue, I think we were at $249,000.
$249,000, okay. And was that up over the year before? Did you guys experience growth that year, or have you kind of been teetering around that same amount every year?
Been playing about with that same number every year. I had one of my girls at... on a maternity leave like this year. She's been out for 4 months. She just came back to work.
Okay. So that kind of affected the business a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
So how do you guys do it? Like, do you have your stylist, do they have their own kind of book of customers that they kind of manage, and do they, like, rent the seats from you, or do you kind of oversee everything? Because my fiance is...
Booth rental in Pennsylvania is illegal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. I'm in San Diego, California. My fiance, her hairstylist, she kind of, I guess she rents it. So
yep.
She like pays for a seat. So, okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, they don't do that in Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. Okay. So when did you decide that you're going to need financing for this? Just pretty recently, or?
Pretty, yeah, I mean, this is stuff I would like to do. If I can't, I won't, but I would like to do it, before the holidays, bring in more traffic, appearance-wise, outside and get that new sign out there. So.
Do you have any estimates of how, like, what kind of return on investment you're going to get with this? Do you have like a forecast of how much more business you think you're going to do once you get these signs and all the parking lot repaired and stuff?
Well, I would think that would bring up my business.
You're not sure about
I
like.
have a very, very good location.
Oh, nice. Oh, location's everything, huh?
Yeah, I'm at a very busy road and I'm sitting right at a red light, so
Okay.
at an intersection.
Oh, nice. So everybody can see you, right? So you want to make sure you have the
Yep.
nicest signs and everything. Do you have an idea of like how many more customers you're going to get with this stuff, or not really?
I would hope my sales would increase, at least 10%.
Like over the year, right?
Hopefully more than that over the year.
So you kind of mentioned that you have an offer from the current lender that you're using. How much are they offering you?
10,000.
10K. Okay. And would that be like netting 10K? Like, are they paying off the 2,200 that you owe them right now, and then you get 10K on top of
So
that,
they would
or?
just start that right after the
November 7th, when you pay it off?
yeah.
Gotcha.
Like I can get it now, but they wouldn't start the payment plan until November 8th.
Okay, gotcha. If I can get you on a payoff program, and net you some cash on top, would you prefer that? Like, if we pay off your existing working capital so that we don't have to worry about that anymore, and then just set you up on a new term, would that make the most sense for you, or do you want to look into, do you want to keep what you have going there and to keep this totally separate from that?
I guess it would be what I could afford, but obviously to make an October payment and then put another payment on top of that's going to be very rough financially,
Okay,
So
cool. So, yeah, typically, what I
and of
like to do
course,
is
put
go
it
ahead,
in
go
a
ahead.
plan, then that's less I'll get.
Yeah. Typically, what I like to do is just get you approved for the highest amount available with the longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards if we get you like a little bit
Yep.
more than you need. So, yeah, if we can get you that payoff option, so you don't have to worry about both payments at once. That's kind of what I'd like to do here.
Okay.
Let me take a look, see if I got everything. Okay. Yeah, so it's a pretty quick process. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. Did you do your 2015 taxes? Okay, cool. Once we have all this stuff, typically get an answer for you within 24 hours, and then we can fund your have the funds in your account 24 hours after that. So we can work pretty quickly here. You mentioned you're looking to get this done pretty much as soon as possible, so I'd be happy to kind of expedite the process here. So I'm just looking through my notes here, making sure we covered everything. How many employees do you guys have, by the way?
How many what?
How many employees?
Counting me, there would be four, five, five.
5 employees, okay. Okay. Do you do any like advertising or anything like that? Or it sounds like you have a great location where people kind of just see your signs and stuff. Do you guys
I
do any
actually
marketing like
just
in addition to that, or?
one yesterday, and she will be doing my advertising and my marketing.
Oh, cool. Do you do like radio ads or
The
flyers
site.
or?
No, it's all going to be on social media.
Oh, perfect. That's the way to go nowadays.
The way to go, and it's affordable.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You kind of just have one person to kind of manage all your social media stuff, and
It's just what
that should
she's
make
going
things
to
easy.
do.
That's awesome.
She's someone who I had for probably 8 years in my business. And then I got on my own feet and sort of flew on my own. But she's mm-hmm. always available for when you have questions or need some help on something. So I just recently called her, and she is actually going to be taking over on that now.
Cool. So you mentioned your credit score isn't that strong. Do you have, like, any bankruptcies or anything like that? Anything that...
I had a bankruptcy that I'm out of.
Okay, cool. So it's been settled and everything already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And I also had a levy on my bank account in July, which is also settled. It was, like, for 2 weeks.
Okay. That's from July, no
but
problem.
I have the letter on that it's settled.
Okay, cool. Have you had any NSFs in your bank accounts in the last few months, like any non-sufficient funds where you went, like, below zero in the negative territory with your business checking account?
No, I don't think. If I didn't, no, I don't think.
Okay, cool. So you have money in your checking account right now, right? You're not like...
Yes.
Okay, cool. Couple more questions here. Do you guys have a like kind of a season where you're most busy? Like, is it kind of like your slow season coming up, or is it pretty much busy all year?
Yeah, our busy season's coming up. November, December should be a busy season.
Okay.
And we're always busy in April, May, June. Those are weddings.
Makes sense. Okay, cool. So you want to make sure you get all this stuff done before your busy season. Make sure you capitalize on all the new customers and everything, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, cool. I'm trying to think. I think I covered everything. Do you have any questions for me, Patty, while we're kind of talking?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you the application info. If you wanted to get that back to me today, I can submit it before I leave, and so that way we can get an approval for you by tomorrow. If not, I can always process it first thing tomorrow. Does it sound like stuff that you can get back to me today? It's like I said, it's a one-page application.
How late are you there?
3:30 West Coast. So you're on, let's see, you're East Coast. So till 6:30 your time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I might be able to get that back to you today. And it would be the application, and then what do you need? Bank statements and credit card statements.
Yeah, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, 4 months of your merchant processing statements. Do most of your customers pay with credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So 6 months bank statements, 4 months merchant processing statements for the credit cards, and then your 2015 tax return. And then that's pretty much it. And then
there's a fax number on the application that you're sending over, right?
Yeah, it'll be in the email. Do you want to write down, well, it'll be in the email, but do you want to write down my direct phone number as well?
Yeah, I'll actually put it right in my phone here. What's your first name?
Julian, Julian.
Wait one second. Okay. Julian, J. Okay, and a phone number?
Yeah, it's my direct line is 858. 779-0931.
Okay.
And then do you want to write down my fax number or you...
Sure. Go ahead.
It's 888-234-0177. This will all be in the email though too.
Okay.
Yeah, and then do you have the existing loan contract sitting around with your current working capital program?
You mean the one that I'm in right now or the new one?
The one that you're in.
If I can find it, I will.
Okay, cool. If not, it's fine. As long as you kind of have an idea of your balance, you said it's between $2,200 and $2,400. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It wouldn't be. I don't think it's more than $2,400.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to be, you should be getting the email from me within the next couple minutes or so.
Okay. Now, I'm only going to go to work at 4:30, so I'll only be pulling it up off the computer then. Okay, cool.
No problem. I'll look out for it. And I'll follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Julian.
Thanks, Patty. My pleasure. Looking forward to helping you guys.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.